Back to the Pacing Podcast, sadly again without my partner Noah. But in this one, we go over the first two games of an amazing Stanley Cup final so far, a couple of news bits from the Stanley Cup final, and then one kind of abstract news bit. But let's start with that abstract one. John Tortorella has been hired as the Philadelphia Flyers head coach. Now, he was the former coach of the Columbus Blue Jackets. He was not a coach last year. I really think Tortorella can take that Philadelphia team somewhere. He's a very, very good coach. Like, I really, really like John Tortorella as a coach. I think he's one of the best ones to ever coach in the league. That's not going to change. Now, moving on to some of the Stanley Cup news. Braden Point, game time decision for the Lightning versus the Avalanche in game 3, which is coming up tonight, the 20th at 8 p.m. This is back in Tampa. I'll go over that in a couple minutes. But Braden Point was in game 1 and 2, but he was not in any of the previous two series. He was injured in game 7 of the first round. He hasn't played since in that. He came back in game 1, played in game 2, and now he's a game time decision in game 3. That's interesting. I think he will play, though. Now, Andrei Burakovsky is uncertain status-wise for Game 3. He was hit in the hand by a shot from Victor Hedman in the second period, and he did not return. We will see if he does play. He scored the overtime winner in Game 1. He's really been doing good in this playoffs. He's been really good this season overall, too. 22 goals, 39 assists in the 80 regular season games, and then 3 goals, 5 assists in 12 Stanley Cup games, this Stanley Cup playoff games. He's doing really, really well this season. And I think, you know, Burakovsky, if they don't have him, that's a key loss. You know, that would be really key if they are missing him. But again, he's a uncertain status. And then Nazem Kadri, who has not played yet in this series, is getting closer and is now day-to-day. He's been skating since Thursday, but has not had a team practice with the Avalanche. He's worked with skill coaches at the end of the morning skate on Monday. You know, it's going to be tough. It is going to be tough without Burakovsky if they can't have him, and definitely if they don't have Kadri. If they get Kadri, I'm not worried. But if they don't have Burakovsky, that makes me a bit worried as well. He had 87 points in 71 regular season games and 14 points in 13 playoff games. That's Nazem Kadri. Again, he's day-to-day. So, moving on, Cogliano, who missed game 1, was there for game 2 and is going to play in game 3. So, Cogliano, it's a huge, you know, huge move for them. They needed more of that depth, and they're getting that back now that Cogliano is back. Now we'll move on to some of the scoring, which I'm excited for, because this was an absolute whirlwind of a series so far. So in game 1, the Avalanche win an OT 4-3. Now the goals came from Landeskog, Nichushkin, Lekkonen, and Burakovsky, and then Burakovsky in overtime for the Avalanche. Sergachev, Palat, and Paul had the goals for Tampa. Now, it was an absolute beauty of a goal from Andrei Burakovsky. It was kind of a broken defensive play. It was a rebound that got passed to the back post, kind of. Best way I can describe it. It was nice hit or nice goal, though. I thought it was a really well played game by both teams. They each had a good period and a bad period, and then the third period, I believe it was, it was pretty even. Now, let me see if I can find who the stars of the game were. I cannot seem to find them, sadly. But either way, we'll move on to game 2, which was a 7-0 rout The goals came from Valery Nichushkin, Josh Manson, Andre Burakovsky, another one from Nichushkin, Darren Helm, and then the last two from Cale Makar. Now, this was what shocked me in this game. They did not pull Andre Vasilevsky. Andre Vasilevsky stayed in there the entire game, which shocked me. If I was John Cooper, if I was the head coach of the Tampa Bay Lightning, I would have been like, get him out of there. He doesn't need to be played in a game that he can't do anything about. It was a really, really, all of them were really good goals. He couldn't have done anything. But it was 7-0 and the game was pointless. I figured you might as well rest Vasilevsky. That's what shocked me. I really would have rested Vasilevsky in game two after they went down like 6-0. There was no point in playing him, except to keep his confidence up, which there wasn't much confidence anyway. The three stars of that game, I finally found them, were Valery Nichushkin, first star, Darcy Kemper, second star with the shutout, and then Cale Makar, third star. So overall, it was a crazy game. It was against 7-0, and that's why I titled this The Extra Point is Good, because they scored 7 points, which is equivalent to a touchdown in football. You don't see that much scoring in a Stanley Cup that often from one side. And that was crazy. That was a weird game to watch. Now, here's my theory. As I said in the description box, I had a theory I was going to put out in this. My theory about why the Lightning aren't playing well. Now, I actually got this idea from my mom while I was watching the game with her. And she was saying maybe the elevation is hurting the Lightning, because the Lightning play in Tampa, which is on sea level, meaning that they're on sea level and the air is thicker and they, you know, don't have to breathe in as much. Then you go up to Colorado, the Mile High City, they're a mile above sea level, meaning the air is thinner and they can't breathe as easy. Now you take a look at a team like Colorado, they're used to playing in that. They don't have to worry about the thinness of the air because they're used to the thinness of the air. Now Tampa plays at sea level and they're nowhere close to being used to the thinness of the air. I could honestly see that being a theory for why the Lightning aren't playing good on the road in this series. So, I mean, I could see that. I honestly could see that, and it makes a lot of sense to me. I don't know about you guys, but it definitely makes a lot of sense to me. I really could see that. Now that I've gone over both of those games, though, I'll preview the next two games, which are going back to Tampa. Monday, June 20th, which is when I'm recording it today, the Avalanche again versus the Lightning, 8 o'clock. The team leaders for scoring for the Colorado Avalanche, 24 points for Cale Makar. Nikita Kucherov also has 24 points, but both of them have the most points for their team. Nathan MacKinnon has 11 goals, which leads the way for the Avalanche. Andre Palat has 9 goals, which leads the way for the Lightning. Kucherov and Makar each also have 17 assists. Now, this is going to be an interesting game to watch, because let's be honest, if the Lightning lose this, they are not coming back from 3-0. If the Lightning lose this, the series is over, whether that's in 5, 6, 4, whatever. If the Lightning lose this game at home, they are done. They're over. The Avalanche are going to need to come out strong, though. In this game, I think the Lightning will take it. I think Lightning will take game 3. If there's a key to the game, in my opinion, is how do the Lightning respond after getting blown out 7-0? If they respond well, then I don't see why they can't win. But if they have a really crappy response and come out sloppy, then this game's going all Avalanche. That's what's going to happen. That's going to be a key to the game, in my opinion. Now, I do have the Lightning winning this game, but that I wouldn't be shocked to see the Avalanche winning that game. And then in game 4, I think the fatigue of going deep into 3 playoffs is finally really going to get caught up to Lightning, and they're just kind of going to be out of it. This is where the Avalanche will come in and go up 3-1, and then they'll finish it at home in game five, in my opinion. We'll see how that goes. But if there's a key to this game, if Tampa wins the last game, it's still a do or die situation because you don't want to go down 3-1. Now, if they all Lightning win as well, they still need to, they can't take it lightly because they're, you know, obviously still down 2-1. But they also are going to need to get the scoring going in the series. They haven't done that yet. They haven't dictated the offense like they need to. They need to dictate the offense in one of these two games to have a chance. Probably both of them. If the Avalanche win game three, at that point, it's just hold down the fort and win it in four. And if you don't win it in four, just come back with confidence. Know you can win it in game five. Those are going to be the keys to the game for these two games. But that's all I have for you guys here. I've previewed the next two games. I've gone over the last two games. I don't know about you, but I am ready to watch game three tonight. And let's end it there on the good note. And I'll see you in the next one.